Welcome, everybody. Shinaman 927. We're learning today. Le'ilu nishmas Moshe Doiv ben Rebaron Zisel. Le'ilu nish blima bas Ram Moshe and le'refuah shleima lifshe bracha bas chaya from it. Okay, we're getting back to our malacha of maka bepatish. Of course, we're in the middle of talking about various different type of noisemakers. We were discussing toys, rattles, dolls that make sound, telephones and so on. I just want to read from the Sefer Lamedes Malachas. Basically, he sums it up in conjunction, just to review a little bit, and in conjunction with what we saw from children in Halacha. And just to go through real quickly, he talks about also over there, which we saw from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos, Hilchos in reference to the door, when a door has a bell on it, just to sum it all up. So, by the way, another interesting noisemaker, which he brings down the Z, Sefer Lamedes Malachas, is a grogger, regular grogger that's used on Purim. We're not by Purim yet, we're holding Bezras Hashem Yisbarach by Chanukah, but keep in mind also. Okay, Purim, of course, is not the issue. The issue is on Shabbos. So he brings down those on page 1161, does Sefer Lamedes Malachas, rattles, whistles, groggers, like we saw, bells, horns, all these type of things. Sometimes you have a horn. Like you have sometimes on a bike, these type of horns, some children have that also. Any type of utensil, toy that makes noise are all regarded as noise-making instruments that are prohibited, those attacker also to use on Shabbos. So therefore, he brings down, one may not vibrate or rattle or a bell, or we talk about the squeezy, little thing that sometimes makes sound also for the children. For the adult to do it, that they shouldn't do, or any other type of noise-making device to amuse the children on Shabbos or Yom Tov. We saw that from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilcha. So also, Lemai says, so and that's where he brings it down from. But the bottom line is, he says, however, one may give a baby, not a child, a baby. Interesting how he notes, like we saw in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilcha, a baby and not a child, a young child, because a baby can't take it by themselves. So he says, one may give a baby the rattle or these toys which make noise when shaken. We saw the rattle, we saw the little squeaky thing. But any toy, if the child needs it, if the child not just stomp to start giving him rattles or whatever, if the child needs it, is crying or he's a little bit annoyed, whatever the case is, cranky, right? So these toys which make noise and are shaken, if the rattle can be moved without automatically causing it to make noise, just you have to do it very carefully, whereby it would not make noise. In other words, when the adult moves it. Now, we spoke about from the Sefer Children Halacha from Rab Simcha Ben Imkon that Lemaisa, as much as possible, when it comes to little children, below Chinuch, they should take it by themselves. And we went through the various different steps to put it in front of them if it's still too complicated or so on. We went through those steps. Then we said children above Chinuch, Bechlal, one should try and wean them. They shouldn't be playing with these toys because of the fact the Surah Shabbos. Okay, above Chinuch, we spoke about either four, as long as a child in general understands what Shabbos is all about. But everybody, I do want to mention when it comes to chinuch, it should be spoken out with a rav. Each person with their own rav and poisik, they should try and, in conjunction with their own child, because different children, each child is a different level. Sometimes a child could understand Shabbos very well and is very young. Sometimes they're a little bit older. So I think each child in general, a person should talk to their own rav in reference to their own mishpacha, their own children, Bezbez Hashem. Exactly at what point they should start. But there's a general halachas that we try and give over here. And like we said, specific details when it comes to each personal household, they definitely should be spoken out with their own poisik, their own rav. Okay, so now he goes further and he says, it goes without saying that electric and battery-operated horns, sirens, you have sirens also, and the like, are all also to be used and handled on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's best to remove them, to remove the bells or horns from a little child under the age of chinuch or whatever. They have a little tricycle sometimes and they take the tricycle. One should try and, if they know they're going to use a tricycle, these in Yonim, in cases where it's allowed. Okay, we're not going to get into all the subject of tricycles right now. But if one needs it, the horns and bells should be removed. That's what he brings down. It's best to remove the horns and bells from the tricycle so that when the child uses it on Shabbos, in cases whereby it will be okay. Okay, we spoke about last time the door. We spoke about when one opens a door and it's going to hit a bell. We didn't really talk about when there's bells on the door. Now, a lot of the doors, people, not a lot, but there are people who have bells on the door, sometimes for decorations and so on. So, Lemaisa, it should be taken off before Shabbos. And so he goes through, does the Sefer Lamites Malachas in conjunction with that. Like we said, when it's actually on the bell as a decoration and so on, it's on the door as a decoration and so on. So he brings down the Maisa. It's questionable, it's not questionable whether one is permitted to open a door with bells that are attached to it. Again, we're not talking about battery operated, we're not talking about electric, these little bells that dings and so on. So then he says, since the bell is a device that is designed to make noise and attract attention, like a door knocker type of a thing, attract attention, sounding it comes under the general ban and restriction of musical instruments on Shabbos. Now, interestingly enough, he does say, on the other hand, like we spoke about last time, it's a psik resha, it's the leinicha, On the other hand, the person entering through the door has no intention of causing the bell to jingle, right? When a person opens the door, they don't have my, well, I want the bell to ring. So people, in general, that's not the case, right? So that's what he says. On the other hand, the person entering the door does not have intention to cause the bell to jingle, therefore making it a psik resha, whereby it happens inevitably. And the leinicha person couldn't care less, but merely wishes to pass through it. The person has to get in the house, that's it. What's the problem? So the same thing over here, like we said last time, if the door actually hits a bell or the bells are on the door itself, l'maisa comes out, sekreshet le'nichle aned rabbonon, and it could be done. Now, he does bring down, if no other entrance is available, why don't you try and use another entrance? If you have another way of getting into the house, what's the problem? So use that other entrance. One should not just rely on these in Yonim just Bechlal, but if one has another entrance, they should use that. But if no other entrance is available and the individual must enter, then they are permitted to open the door because the sounding of these bells, again, not electric, not a battery, as they enter into is only incidental and unintentional. That's all, like we said, it's incidental, it's unintentional. The person doesn't care if the bells do ring, they don't ring, and so on. Okay. So that's the bottom line. He does go on to say that in any case, it's best to remove the bells from the door before Shabbos. Let's say this is the door that people have to use. So that's it, plain and simple. Take the bells off before Shabbos. They may also be stuffed before Shabbos with the cotton, with cotton and the like, to prevent the bells from sounding. That's another way of getting around it. You put little pieces of cotton to prevent the ringer inside, the little dingling, the little bell inside, the prong from banging against the side of the metal, and that's it. It'll be quiet. Now, as far as muktzah goes, that's not a problem. In general, all these inyanim we spoke about, this Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilkasa, these toys and so on, whereby the noise making ataka muktzah, it's muktzah Shabbos, but over here, it's attached to the door. So when you open the door, we don't say that it's a basis. We don't say that the door is a foundation for muktzah. That's not how we say it. When it comes to a house, a door of a house in general, the door of a house does not become a basis, a foundation for holding muktzah. So that's not an issue over here. We're going to talk about that when we get to muktzah. And over here, the whole door is obviously worth much more than the bells anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But again, one should, he does bring down the mice, one should, which is a dove of pasha, either remove the bells before Shabbos or stuff them up. But in cases, he does bring down that one may not remove the bells on Shabbos. Let's say I forgot to take off the bells from the door. I forgot to stuff them up, so I'll take them off on Shabbos. No, that you shouldn't do. The bells may not be removed or handled on Shabbos, even if merely hung by hooks, because they're muksa. All these things, like we said, are lemaisa, are muksa. Moving the door is okay, but not the bells per se with your hand. Again, we're not going to get into all those in Yonim right now. So that's the bottom line with bells on a door. One should take it off before Shabbos, number one. Number two, in case not, to try and stuff it up. In case one forgot, definitely not to take it off on Shabbos. Try and use another door. You don't have another door. So then, plain and push, it's very simple. You're allowed to use the door. It's like we said, you would be allowed to go in and out, even though it is making a noise. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch, a cult of...